Burton is a worldwide pioneer in snowboarding, and Burton is now joining forces with other well-known Vermont businesses in hopes of bringing something new to its own neighborhood in Burlington's South End. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, if the city approves, the Burton campus will be the new home of Higher Ground and other attractions.
Hey, Justin.
How are you?
Good.
Burton owns two side-by-side buildings on Industrial Parkway, both former General Dynamics facilities. One is filled with offices and a retail outlet. The other houses a mishmash of entities, including the company's research and development space, archive storage, and offices for the nonprofit Chill Foundation. But there's also over 30,000 square feet of vacant industrial space. Burton moved to Burlington from southern Vermont in 1992, just as snowboarding and the Burton brand were taking off. And now Burton is partnering with other area businesses to create what they hope will be a destination for locals and visitors alike. There are about a half dozen potential partners on the project, including Burton and Higher Ground. They all got together Wednesday to tour the building. Justin Worthley is Senior Vice President of Human Resources at Burton. He says when Burton outgrew its headquarters, it bought the building next door.
At that time in 2007, our plan was basically to fill up both buildings and actually build a connector building in between, because the company had just been on this crazy growth trajectory.
But the recession hit in 2008, along with some bad winters for snow sports. Much of that second building became storage space for Burton. And then, a little over a year ago, Worthley ran into Higher Ground partner Alan Newman at the airport. And as Newman explains, Higher Ground is in the market for a new space.
We need a new, more modern venue. We've been looking for a while. We love our current location. We've looked at renovating it a couple times to bring to it what we feel we need to do to really serve the growing music community here. And we haven't been able to figure out how to get it done in the current location.
Worthley invited Newman and his partner Alex Crothers to check out Burton's space. But Newman says he was already familiar from one of his previous business ventures, Magic Hat Brewing Company.
When we originally moved Magic Hat from Flynn Avenue to South Burlington, the space that we're talking about for Higher Ground was the space that I wanted for the brewery, but General Dynamics was here and they were not ready to move out. So in some ways, it almost feels like coming home to me if we can pull it off.
If the project is approved, Crothers says it will allow Higher Ground, currently based in South Burlington, to bring in musicians who draw a large crowd. But they'll also be able to scale the space down for a variety of events.
So we wouldn't just be open for big events. We'd be able to be open for kids' events, community events, civic events, private events, corporate events. So there'd be a wide range of uses for the space, not just concert events.
The plans also include a food hall with three or four local restaurants and shared indoor and outdoor seating. Two well-known Vermont restaurants, Mad Taco and Misery Loves Company, are already on board. While the planned food hall and music venue are waiting for city approval, other aspects of the project are moving forward. Nearly a year ago, Talent Skate Park in South Burlington went out of business. Now Talent has been reborn as a nonprofit and will be building a new indoor skate park at the Burton facility. But Burton will still occupy more than half the building, including moving its retail store over from next door. Worthley says the goal is to make Burton a destination, much as other Vermont brands have done, from Ben & Jerry's to Lake Champlain Chocolates to Vermont Teddy Bear.
We want people to come see what we're doing. We want them to see our product in our store. We want them to come to our tour. We have daily tours of our R&D facility that I think is one of the best factory tours in the state and beyond. And it's sort of this best kept secret.
The Burlington City Council is expected to take up the issue of the zoning change needed for the project tonight. If approved, Burton says the venue could be open next year. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.